Well, it was, but the big game survived the weather, although to be fair, Aaron Ward put up a great performance to get the ground ready after some torrential rain, had the players off for over an hour. But Aaron Ward got back on playing and they got the game finished, and what a cracker of a game it was. This was the bottom of the table clash where Aaron Ward went down in bottom position. Fox Lodge just 9 points ahead of them, second from bottom. Fox Lodge batting first yesterday, got a massive score, 266 for nine. Their professional Seabo Tashiki top scoring with 120. And then the rain came down, so it was a just overs game where Ardmore required 200 off 30 overs. And at one stage they were in all sorts of trouble, 55 for 5, with more or less their top recognised batsmen all back in the pavilion. But it was the young lads that came good. Sean Gorman was their hero, batting at number 9, 46 not out. He finished with good support from David Anthony. And earlier in the game, Conor Brawley and the skipper Gary Neely contributed very important scores. So Ardmore winning by 2 wickets in the Duckworth-Lewis situation. So now it's all to play for again, because now at the bottom of the table, Fox Lodge have now swapped places with Ardmore. They're now in bottom position, played 13, 102 points. Ardmore have played 13, 112 points. And Eglinton not quite out of the danger zone yet. They have 12, played 122 points. Eglinton's game was washed out yesterday against Coleraine. Coleraine had batted first, got 150 for 6. Then the rain came down. So it's all to play for, was one game each for Ardmore and Fox Lodge, and Eglinton will have 2 to play. So it's up in the air still, Chris, although Fox Lodge, the gods all now to be relegated. They travel to Coleraine next Saturday, while Ardmore face a difficult game at Dunamana. But Ardmore have got that cushion of a 10-point lead at the moment.
A word in the championship, St Johnstone, the only Donegal side, a narrow defeat for them yesterday, lost by just 1 wicket to Killy Clooney.
Yeah, and Killy Clooney going for the title and actually going for the playoff at least. And a high scoring game, David Lapsley getting 134 for St Johnstone yesterday. And as you say, just going down by 1 wicket, very unlucky for them. Big performance. But they've had a decent season, they're mid table at the moment, they'll finish there. But it was a good performance there yesterday. But Killy Clooney keep winning games and they're really determined to get into the playoffs if not won it. It's a 3-horse race, that one, Clondermot, Killy Clooney and Ballyspallin. So that one looks as if it's going to the wire as well.
And of course, the All-Ireland T20 finals played here in the Northwest yesterday. The first semi-final at Beech Grove, Waringstown winning on a bowl out there. And then Clontarf getting the better of Cork County, which set it up for the final. And in the end, Waringstown coming out on top.
Yeah, and would you believe that's Waringstown's 6th trophy this season? So that's 6 finals they've won. Tremendous side. 134 for no wicket in their 15 overs yesterday. And Clontarf, Duckworth lose again, 73 for 5, requiring 80 for victory, so losing by 7 runs. But they're a great side, Waringstown. I saw them last week up at Strabane in the All-Ireland semi-final, and they're in that final now. They'll be looking for their 7th trophy in a row, and they're easily the best side in Ireland without a shadow of a doubt.
So disappointing, no Northwest sides in the final, but as you said, no doubt those who were at the final have been treated to some quality cricket by Waringstown.
Yeah, top class side. They've stars right throughout the side, from number 1 to 11. I mean, they lost no wickets at all yesterday, getting that 134, and there were some class batsmen still waiting to get in. Clontarf put up a decent show, but they were never really going to be good enough. But that reversed last year's final. Clontarf beat Waringstown in the final last year, so Waringstown got their revenge yesterday.
And just before we let you go, Eamon, of course, worth mentioning, Ireland taking on Afghanistan in the T20 International, so plenty to look forward to in the days ahead.
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday and Friday this week, 4 o'clock started, Brady. Let's hope we get good crowds at that, see the real Irish stars in action against a very good Afghanistan side who have a little bit of a thing about Ireland. They seem to do well when they play Ireland. Of course, these two are now both Test nations, so an awful lot at stake in these ones. So hopefully the weather holds, Chris, and we get good crowds at Brady for those. A lot four North West Warrior players involved with Ireland. So another reason why the North West public should come out and support.
Yeah, Andrew McBrien, William Porterfield, Boyd Rankin and Stuart Thompson. So and great to see the game being staged in the North West.
Absolutely, and credit to Brady. It's an international ground now and they've put on an awful lot of work. And let's hope the weather holds. But it's great to see the North West players getting into the Irish setup. They're sort of regulars on there now, and it's good for cricket in the Northwest. It'll encourage more younger players to push and try to get international recognition, because as full-time cricketers now, they become decent wages, So, I mean, there's an awful lot at stake for these young players to push on and try to get under the big cities and get under the full Éireann set up.
And finally, Eamon, just to update it, the Samuel Jeffrey final, did that go ahead with the weather?
Yeah, it did actually, Chris. It's to be finished today. Ballyspallin against Glendermot. Ballyspallin had a lead of 9 runs from the first innings. This is a 2 innings game. They needed 100. They need 158 to one. Finishing this afternoon, they were 50 on for 4 when Bad Light stopped play last night. So very delicately poised that one. So it's a big competition for championship sides. Could go either way that one, Chris.